Salmon hatcheries aren't for the faint-hearted. Ryan Schumann runs this hatchery in Cake for the Northern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association, or ENSRA. Once enough chum swim up Gunnock Creek, Schumann seals their fate.
We'll close that gate and hit the winch button and force them into the building.
Next comes what Schumann calls the shocker.
Okay, so you electrocute them to stun them?
Yes, so females and males respectively. You can see one right next to the other there, and how he's got those gnarly teeth and she's just kind of got this cute little round head.
Finally, a bash on the head with a mini metal baseball bat, and it's lights out. The females slide down one chute and out come their bright orange eggs. Returns that day were okay, but across the whole season, they are not. The reason? Not enough four-year-olds. And most chums spawn when they're four. The goal was to collect 20 million eggs this season. They've ended up with less than half of that. And Schumann thinks he knows why. When the four-year-olds were released from here as fry back in 2020, they immediately came face to face with a mortal enemy. Juvenile black cod.
The water surface just started frothing and popping with these juvenile black cod that seemingly came out of nowhere and just frothed the surface eating these fish.
Those black cod, also called sable fish, were hungry over near Sitka too. Ben Adams is ENSRA's research manager. In 2020, he took a video during a dive underneath the rearing pens at Metavigi Hatchery on Baranoff Island.
We got in the water and it was just remarkably dark at first, was kind of the first thought that went into my head. So I'm starting to feel kind of disoriented and a little bit of vertigo. And finally, what I recognized that I was inside of this giant school of juvenile black cod where the fish were kind of swimming in a big vortex around me.
So Adams got a special permit to drag the pens 6 miles out and then release the chum. But was that enough to save the salmon from becoming black cod dinner? Well, now Adams isn't optimistic. You see, most chum returns to Metavigi come in later than in Cake, but you can predict how many four-year-olds will return by looking at how many three-year-olds came back the year before. And last year, the return rate was tiny, just 0.04%.
0.04% is horrific. It was abysmal. I mean, 2022, it just tanked to the worst that we'd ever seen.
Those fall returns are a late-season lifeline to fishermen, but this year, the fisheries around Metavigi will have to be limited. So, why were there so many black cod in 2020? Dana Hanselman is the director of Auk Bay Laboratories, a federal program which studies commercial fish species. He says sable fish spawn in deep water, and then the larvae need help getting out of there.
And so it's incumbent upon the circulation patterns to be able to transport those larvae into the nursery areas that are in bays and, you know, coastal areas. In warmer years, there's often increased circulation that moves them faster to shore.
Hanselman says that as water temperatures in the Gulf of Alaska have risen this past decade, so too have black cod numbers.
So every year class since 2014 has been at least twice average. And then some of them, like 2019, look to be at least five times bigger than average.
So 2019 into 20, there were five times as many black cod as there have been on average.
Exactly.
Plus, these fish are not picky eaters.
Sable fish are a voracious and opportunistic predator. And by opportunistic, I mean they'll eat anything. They'll eat it quickly.
Now, hatchery managers Schumann and Adams predict that next year's returns will be much better. But if water temperatures continue to rise, black cod could pose an increasing threat to salmon hatcheries and the fishermen who rely on them. Back in Cake, though, Schumann says that for the salmon, it's just another peril in an unforgiving life cycle.
That's a cruel old way to go, but I suppose they're going to die anyway, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. They're either going to be eaten by a bear or a seal or an eagle or...
Or gobbled up by more and more black cod. From Cake, I'm Thomas Copeland.